Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Cass and Bodge.
It goes like this.
Good morning.
Go on, say it. I know you want to say it.
Who's a winner? Cass.
What?
I'm a winner.
A winner?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk straight away about the fact that Megan's popped out little kid.
Oh, yeah, it's a girl.
It's a boy.
No. Dude, I think you've read the headlines wrong. Girl.
No. Don't spread misinformation. We know why you're doing this. If you weren't listening yesterday, Cass and I put a bet on because she wanted to bet on it. And I think you owe me lunch for an entire week.
No. It's crazy because what I love to eat for lunch is actually just like plain bread with just a piece of like a little bit of butter.
Yeah, well, I want the full Monty, mate. I want everything. I want lobster. I want, you know, steak tartare. I want the
what?
Lot.
Okay, lobster you're not going to get with me, but I might give you some meatballs or something.
Yeah, right. Well, you owe me lunch for an entire week.
Megan and Harry have had a baby girl this morning.
Stop saying it. They had a boy.
Oh, my God. They had a boy. I just believe myself.
I
feel like if you lie enough, you start to believe it.
No, you don't.
They've had a baby boy.
Yeah.
Now,
named Gerald.
Timothy.
Hopefully. We don't know. They're going to name it in a couple of days' time. But it is a very exciting time. Prince Harry, you just heard in the news as well. He was being asked, you know, is this your best pregnancy, best childbirth? And he said, I haven't been involved in a lot.
This is definitely my first. No, but I feel like there's going to be a few memes about that interview. It was bloody hilarious. I'll play it to you later, Bodge. It was really good.
Well, it was just in the news. I mean, I've already heard it.
You've already heard it?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it again.
I'll put it on replay. He looks really cute in there.
It is going to be the story of the day / week / month. We're going
to
hear
honest,
about it a lot.
Are you mad about it?
No, but I don't want to hear about it a lot.
Okay.
I think we've already been talking about it a lot.
I won't forward you any more articles. Also, coming up next, we've got Rage Yoga. Now, if you haven't heard about this, it's a different type of yoga you can do. Yes, there's some yelling in there. There also might be some naughty words involved.
She is an incredible woman, and it's going to be great. It is going to be fantastic. Hold on to your seatbelts, God.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Yeah, and we've been talking all year. In fact, since we started this year, you and I have been on paths of self-discovery almost. We started the year before our first show in January by going to like a gentle yoga sound healing class. We've been trying all sorts of different things.
To meditate and relax.
All of that sort of stuff. I keep falling asleep during meditation, but you found one that I won't fall asleep in.
Well, this one in particular is called Rage Yoga, Bodge.
I rage every day, so it sounds about right.
It's kind of fitting. We've got Lindsay on the line, who is the Rage Yoga expert. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. How are you?
We are going well. Now, you need to enlighten us on this Rage Yoga.
So Rage Yoga is a different approach to yoga. So it's not necessarily like a different entire school of yoga. It's just a different approach, a different philosophy. Our classes are very laid back. We have lots more of like a heavy metal in our soundtrack. We have lots of opportunities for participants to, you know, swear, some karate kicks. We need invisible people in the balls if you feel up for it. But outside of all those things, it is actually much more like a conventional yoga practice than you'd expect. But yeah, because we create all these opportunities for people to just be real with where they're at, I find that for some people, it really hits home.
Wow. Right. So when you say you got some metal in there, are we talking maybe some Iron Maiden, or are we going a little bit more contemporary?
Oh, I mean, you can definitely throw in some Iron Maiden. I've used a lot of different things in my Rage Yoga soundtracks. I've used everything from Cage the Animals to Nine Inch Nails to Biff Naked, just everything. Like the meat of the class, I actually use a lot of like royalty-free metal music, so there's no lyrics, so it's still kind of rhythmic and meditative, but it's just a little bit heavier.
So it's loud, right? Because often you go to yoga and they have that kind of chilled music in the background. Is this kind of like you're at a heavy metal concert or something like that? Or
I feel like in moments it can be. We have a couple different instructors, and everybody kind of has their own unique style. So, I mean, some classes are louder and a bit more intense than others, but I mean, like, you know, calm Rage Yoga classes are totally a thing too, because it is just a bit more of like a different approach, right? You don't necessarily have to come in and want to like, you know, punch a hole through the wall. It's not about like being angry and holding on to anger for the sake of that. It's some people come in and they're just genuinely having a great day. They just kind of like to, you know, be like, Shelly. Why didn't you just do your goddamn job? Like, sometimes people just let the weirdest shit out, you know? I think my favorite of all time was totally, I asked you to wash the dishes yesterday.
Oh, my God. So, like, if I'm like, okay, Bodge, you forgot to open the door or something like that, would I just... I'm in downward dog, and then would I just be like, Bodge, you forgot to open the door? And that's, and anyone just yells at any time.
It's totally an option. Honestly, people don't really just like casually yell, except for if I'm getting them to hold like a really long pose and they're like, you, Lindsay. And that's totally fair. But no, we actually have some like built-in parts where people can express that kind of as a group, because a lot of the time people feel really weird about just like shouting expletives in a, you know, group of strangers. I mean, I know it's naturally to me, but you know, it doesn't to everyone.
Lindsay, where is your operation based?
So we started off in Calgary, Alberta. And now we have currently three other certified teachers. So we have classes in Edmonton, Alberta, Calgary, Alberta, and also down in Houston, Texas. We're doing a round of teacher certifications this summer in Texas. We're taking up to 20 badasses and certifying them to teach. So it's actually going to probably spread a lot more through the States very soon here. I'm pretty excited about it.
I would very happily have you over here in Australia.
Me too.
I think that would be fantastic.
We still have the whole Shavasana at the end. You know, it's really chill and meditative at the end. And then everybody comes up and we, you know, inhale. We lift our big double fist unicorns, a.k.a. middle fingers, overhead.
Oh, my
and
God.
We go, yeah. And then we turn to our neighbors and we go, yeah. And it's a bonding experience. It's really great.
You know what, Lindsay? Where Bodge and I need to actually put this into practice. Is there any way you can send us some kind of a video and we can do it?
Yeah, if you hit me up at info@rageyoga.com, I'll be totally happy to send you an access code so you guys can check it out.
Should we all say bye and put our middle finger up, Lindsay? Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Shavasana.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with... Are we ready? Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Yeah, she's the best mum I know.
It's time to tell us what your mum is famous for in the Mum Factor. For Aqua Vitae in the five-star complex, Port Macquarie.
That's right, $100 voucher could be coming your way. Every caller that gets on the air today goes in the draw, and not only in the draw for today, the $100 voucher.
It's also for Friday's major draw. It's a huge Pamper Package Deluxe.
Oh, very nice. Very
nice.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the five-star complex. Good.
It's like $665 worth, Bodge.
Yeah, I know. They've done a great job. They've pulled out all the stops. And it's celebrating mum, of course. If your mum's very special and she's got maybe a special talent, special skill, something she's well known for, please do give us a call right now, 13 12 16. You got a call just there, Cass.
Oh, yeah. Sandra on the line from Port Macquarie. Good morning to you, Sandra.
Morning, Cass. How are you guys?
Oh, look, we're going well. We're all the better for hearing your voice. Now, tell us about your beautiful mum and why she's locally famous.
My mum, Jean, is 93. She's well known for longevity, just for a start, but she's been a volunteer wherever we've lived in her community for as long as I can remember. She did the tuck shop, you know, which is called Canteen Now at school. She did PNC. She's been in CWA and so long that they did her 50-year membership many years ago and found out that in the 50 years she'd been volunteering, there were 2 months where she never held an official position.
Mm.
And Warhope CWA have made her a patron because she's given so much back to the community.
And rightly so as well.
Well, I mean, look, Bodge and I had the pleasure of meeting your beautiful mum and she was nothing but open and honest to us.
She was lovely. Really enjoyed the company.
Yeah, look, and I mean, I think she's brought wonderful values to all her kids because we all volunteer in the community in one way or another. So she's installed those sort of values on all of us.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful thing. Right, Sandra, well, you're going in the draw for the $100 voucher that we're giving out today for Aqua Vitae Day Spa, but also you're going in the draw regardless for Friday's big, big draw. So that'll be one to listen out for. We'll do the draw before 9 o'clock, so keep your phone handy.
And happy Mother's Day.
And Cass is riled up about something. It's not very often that you get angry and it's not to do with me. It's to do with something totally different.
Well, look, the thing that's really got me riled up is yesterday I heard this story about the woman who's been charged over alleged ongoing torture of animals. Now,
oh, I did read this. I read this in the paper.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the news now because it's that disgusting. But basically, April 27, she was observed by members of the public feeding fish to a pelican on a boat ramp, right?
Oh, is that bad?
That seems fine.
Yeah, right.
Then she moved the pelican to the car. Also, how do you get a pelican in the car, firstly? I would be scared. And then she actually put the pelican in the boot and the wing was visibly out. And she was driving along and driving away with that and she was, like, laughing at it. So, like, having a wing of a bird out of a car, I don't know why. So then people obviously reported her. Police went to her house. They found then photos of her torturing other animals and videos. So there was a magpie that was also in a cage that had a deformed beak, and
this is mental stuff.
Yeah, and I know, and like I'm honestly can't even believe I'm having to say these words.
Didn't she like? I thought she was in her 70s.
70s, yep, 73.
Right. Well, it just chuck her in a padded cell or something.
Well,
bung her in there for the rest of her life.
I have no sympathy for, like, look, as you always say that you, animals and children, right?
Yeah. Well, you've got to be the voice for animals because I haven't got one.
Oh, exactly right. And I'm not going to go into the rest of the details, but that magpie was only one of the many animals that she tortured, and that was actually euthanized because it was in so much.
You're kidding.
Who knows how? Well, that was actually a good thing because it's out of pain now. But how long was that magpie in pain for?
Why was she doing it? Did they say that? Did she give a reason for it?
She hasn't given a reason. She hasn't given a reason at all. But there's 5 charges here that have been laid in front of
her
right now.
Piece of work.
And look. Animal cruelty, you think it doesn't happen, but we're sitting here in Australia and it certainly is happening. And I just wanted to say that if anyone ever witnesses any, so those people who obviously called Crime Stoppers or the police on this woman, that was absolutely the right thing to do. Mm. And I feel as though if you ever witness it or you ever, even any kids that you, like, you know, your kids or something, if they're doing something a little bit weird, you're like, oh, that's odd, pull them up on it. Like, I just wouldn't let anyone get past and get away with it, to be honest. Like, I find this absolutely disgusting. And
most people would, Cass. You're not alone.
Well, you know I love animals. You know, I actually...
Well, you've just got a bird. You've only recently got one.
I'm genuinely scared of birds, right? And I would never, obviously, do anything that.
You had a bird phobia. I think that your new bird, Freddie Mercury, great name, obviously.
Thank you.
Has done wonders for you. You were cooking just the other night with him on your shoulder and he nuzzles into your hair. You're a changed woman.
I am a bit of a changed woman with him. Obviously, he's very small. But, like, look, I love my bird. You know, I've got a dog and I even, like, you know how I volunteer it down at the Koala Hospital? The care that those people, like, volunteers show to these animals is incredible. And people like that are the people who need to stand up in situations like this. And
there is an old classical Australian phrase that sums this up. And I think that you will echo this when I say this to the woman that is has been charged for this. I hope you get the lot, your dog.
Get up with Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit. Let's go! Trending now
at hits.com.au.
I like it, I do. Hey, Dean McCarthy not joining us today, but Cass, you've got all the trending goss.
Yes, so we're going to chat all things Game of Thrones because I lost a bet yesterday and I don't want to talk about it.
We have to talk about it and we will get to that. Go on.
Budge, Meghan Markle gave birth to a baby boy early hours of this morning at 5:26. And basically, they say he only has had 2 hours sleep now. And the Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry, is so excited. Like, in all the interviews this morning that I've seen, he's saying, like, he's absolutely to die for, freaking out, absolutely loving it. And he was like... one of the reporters was like, how many births have you been to? Is this, like, by far the best? Because it's your baby. And he was like, well, you know, and he started joking, put his hands to his head and said, this is actually his first birth. And he was having a little bit of a crack up with them.
Well, I mean, a body language expert this morning said that judging by his body language, he was happy all over his body. Of course he was. It was his first child.
It was his first child.
But before we move on from there, and I know that you're eager to, Cass and I made a bet yesterday because Cass was all like up herself going, oh, I'm right.
The queen wore pink.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go. This is what Cass said.
We need to make a bet on the baby.
All right.
I know you think it's a boy and I think it's a girl, but I know I'm a winner right now.
I think it's it's going to be a boy.
The queen just wore pink to church. Yeah. If that isn't a sign, I don't know what is.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still think it's going to be a bloke, and I reckon... Actually, do you know what?
A bloke.
I'm going to go gender neutral.
Okay,
I'm going to wait until it's old enough to choose its own gender.
I'm
then
sorry.
I can't lose.
The royal new little prince is definitely going to be either a boy or a girl.
Prince,
they're going to have to
princess, whatever it wants to be.
They're going to have to say it. You know the queen won't stand for that right now. So she's wearing pink. I reckon the baby's already been born.
Really?
Either way, if I win... I guess you shout lunch for a week.
There's no way. All right, yeah. All right, done.
Shaking. Ow!
Sorry.
Okay, I've got a short arm.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right, whoever wins this, the other person has to buy lunch for a week.
Well,
that wasn't me.
That was absolutely you. Cass, I'll have, I don't want any of your home cooking either. I want something fair decent.
Fair decent? My home cooking isn't fair decent. What would you like, Bodge?
Well, once it comes in here, it's cold.
Lobster linguine, what do you want?
Yeah, I want lobster, I want, you know, a croquembouche.
Nah.
Whatever they do on MasterChef.
Nah, it's not happening.
What other trending you got?
Bodge, it's literally all about the baby this morning.
Of course it is.
And the fact that it's not a girl, I'm a little bit sad about. But obviously they've got some male genes in that family, like, you know, they've had lots of boys lately. But maybe there's a girl next.
Well, Charlotte's in the mix.
Yeah, but she's one of three now.
Yeah, but she's the best one.
She's the best one.
Everyone's over George. Don't care about George anymore.
What about Lou?
Who?
Lewis.
Who's that?
The other one.
There's another one?
Yes.
Oh, God. There you go.
And then now there's Anonymous, which is Prince Harry and Meghan.
What do you reckon they'll call it?
People are tipping it to be like Arthur.
No, it's lame. No.
You're lame. What do you want?
Zanzibar.
Okay, that's your god dog.
That's my god dog's name.
No, it's not going to be that. I don't know what it's going to be, but I don't reckon they'll probably go traditional, actually. Yeah. But, I mean, I've been wrong in the past. I thought it was a girl, so.
Well, she's got, you know, African-American background. Maybe something like, you know, Shaquille or something like that. I don't know. Something traditional.
Yeah, but I don't think Meghan or her siblings have that kind of, like.
I don't know.
You're ridiculous. Well, also, I just wanted to say about this morning, they did announce, well, Harry announced, like, that it was a boy and he came out and everything like that. Then he did say that in 2 days he'll meet the press again and they're going to chat about the fact, we'll hopefully announce the name and we'll get to see actual photos of the baby.
Well, there you go.
But we also found a different one this morning.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, she's the best mum I know.
It's time to tell us what your mum is famous for in the Mum Factor. For Aqua Vitae in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie.
All right, Cass, $100 voucher up for grabs at the end of the day. Well, the end of the breakfast show in any case.
Well, just before 9 o'clock, we'll be announcing the winner.
Yep.
And we're looking for everyone to tell us exactly why your mum's famous. What's she known for? Is she a famous air guitar player around town? Does she make a mean beef stroganoff? I don't know. What is your mum famous for? We had some great calls yesterday.
That's
13,
right.
12, 16 is the number if you want to go
we
on
do
the
have someone on the line. But it is thanks to Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Gordon Street, Port Macquarie. They've jumped on board with this. I want to help celebrate mums. And the best thing for mums is to get them nice and pampered, relaxed and looked after.
Yep.
Hello, who have we got on the air?
It's Chloe.
Hey, Chloe. How you going? We know this voice. How you doing?
Well, yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Now, tell me, Chloe, what is your beautiful mum famous for?
So, just, you'd say, like, you're just on a boring Sunday, just, like, watching TV or something, and then mum yells out in the house, okay, time to go somewhere fun, and then, like, we end up going somewhere really fun because, like, it was her idea most of the time. And then, like, we're ready to go back into Monday because, like, we've enjoyed Sunday so
much.
Wow.
Yes, Mum. Yes.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Oh, Chloe,
incredible.
What a legend of a mum. And look, to be honest, I think she obviously deserves this pamper pack. So thank you so much for giving us a call. And what we'll do is we'll put you straight in the drawer. And then on Friday, she'll go into that drawer as well, which is the huge pamper pack, okay?
Cool.
Right. And either way, Chloe, you got to make your breakfast in bed.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, Chloe, thank you for the call. Have a great day, okay?
I will. Thank you.
See ya. Well, 13, 12, 16, please do let us know what your mum is well known for. Do you know what? Making sundaes and pumping you up for the week ahead. I've heard this about Sunday night particularly.
And everyone gets that.
It's actually quite crafty. Sundays are nice, but Sunday night, uh-uh.
No one looks forward to Sunday night because they know what's going to happen for the rest of the week.
Exactly. So $100 gift vouchers are up for grabs up until Thursday, and then on Friday we'll have the grand prize as well. So if you call up and you don't win the $100 voucher, it's okay. You're still in the draw for the Friday draw as well. So lots of cool stuff. We're going to take another call or just
Alrighty,
one more.
Who have we got there?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Where are you calling from, Michelle?
I'm on my way to work from Port Macquarie to Tari.
Oh, nice one. And is this for your mum that you're ringing up?
Yeah, but my mum is deceased. And, when she was alive, Mum used to do some amazing things when I had five sisters and brothers, and if you were really sick, you know, she would just really support you and bring in little jellies and make sure that your bed was stripped while you went and had a shower, and it was just really, really lovely times,
really caring.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and she was, you know, a person that contributed to the community all the time, helped others out, and, you know.
That's amazing. Look, I don't know if we can put her in the draw for a voucher, unfortunately, because it's for mums.
Do you have a sister or another family friend or yourself? Are you a mum?
Yeah, I'm a mum. Yeah.
Right, well, we'll chuck you in the draw then, because
You definitely had a legend of a mother. So, and also, when you're sick, it is absolutely the worst. So I'm happy she did look after you guys, and we'll pop you in the draw, Michelle.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit. 2, 1,
let's go! KFM's 5 in 10.
Okay, Cass, $760 on the line. Speaking of on the line, who we got?
We got Joey from PMAC. He says, good morning to you, Joey.
Good morning.
How you going?
Going good. How are you?
We're going pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing
well.
All right. We want to give away $760, and we've got 10 seconds on the clock. We can ask you a question. We need 5 answers. Okay?
Okay.
Beauty.
Right. All right. Joey, please name for us the 5 original High Five cast members' names.
Nathan, Charlie, Timmy, Tommy, Michelle, Bo Ryan.
I mean, he was in one. Oh, what?
Charlie, yes.
He was with one, I should say.
Oh, I thought he was in.
Your mistake.
Hey, look, you got close.
I started to count on my fingers and I was like, oh.
Bo Ryan, you know what? I used to think that he got with Charlie and that broke my heart because I fancied her.
You love
but
her.
But he actually got with Kelly.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Which is okay. I don't mind that.
I think Kelly's hot.
I didn't find her attractive. No, I didn't care. So Charlie's untouched. Look, we can't give you the money, unfortunately, but well done for having a go.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah,
it's
too easy. Cheers.
There, boy. All right. Now, we had Kathleen. I know all their names.
Okay. Right? 5 in the year.
Nathan, Tim, Kathleen. Hang on. Wait. Charlie, obviously, and Kelly. Did I say Kelly already?
No, I don't think you did. I think you did well.
And Jup.
What's your favourite song?
I hated Chats. Do you know what?
I only know the opening one.
The 5 in the air, let's do it together.
Oh, no, turn us off. 5 in 10 goes up to $780 tomorrow.
I'm sorry, mate. My singing's not fantastic. Oh, God, turn this one up. It's 8:09, Cass and Bodge this morning. We've got the Mother's Day. We're doing the Mum Factor. That's coming up not too far away. Your chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Aqua Vitae Day Spa. And do you know what? Get him back on the line. We've got a consolation prize for him.
A little something-something.
We'll tell you about that in just a sec on here. Right, we just had the 5 in 10, 770. It goes up till tomorrow. But the bloke we had on, Cass, we got a consolation prize for him. Look, we're not used to having consolation prizes.
I know, so
prizes.
We're freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Joey, give us a call back, 13, 12, 16, and we've got a little gift for you.
Yeah, well, we got tradie underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we think you need a change. No, I'm just kidding.
Here he is.
Yeah, well, let's see. It might be him.
Hopefully it's Joey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, you got
that. Oh, here he is. All right, boy. We got you some tradie underwear. Is it a voucher, Cass? What do we got?
Look, what it is new tradie baby zippers. They're made tiny tough.
But we're not giving them to him.
Oh, well, you never know. No. They're tradie undies for girls and for guys, Joey. So we'll get your details, actually, this time, and we'll get you these tradie undies. Are you keen for that?
Is that the plug? Is that all we're doing? Right, there you go. You want some jocks.
You just need a photo or anything?
No. $100 tradie underwear voucher.
There you go.
Oh, sweet.
We're not giving you baby undies.
We felt bad because you didn't get it, but you had a red hot crack.
You got Charlie.
And you knew some of the, you know, Bo Ryan had a bit of a fling. Is that official, Cass? Did that actually happen or is that a rumour?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it would have happened, let's be honest. There
you
go.
All right, Joey. Well, you get some
jocks. Joey, stay on the line for us.
Thank you.
Cass, we are a real Mickey Mouse operation. We really are. We're meant to be professional.
Hey, look, we got the Mum Factor coming up. If your mum is famous or something, we do want to hear about it. We do want to know if she's a famous air guitar player around town. She volunteers somewhere.
Actually, stuff it. Joey's still online. What's your mum best known for?
My mum?
Yeah.
Enjoying a shardy or two.
A what?
A Chardonnay.
Oh, Chardonnay. Well, there you go.
I thought you said Shandy, and I was like, either way.
With that...
I'll get her to call you up after 7 p.m. and you can work it out for yourself. She loves chat.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a Snapchat kind of guy, but that's fine.
Stop it.
Hey, look, we'll put you in the drawer for the $100 voucher as well, but, you know, a Shardy might not get it, but that's okay. Hey, look, stay on the line. We'll grab your details. Cass, we'll come back in just a sec. Jeez, this is the most...
We are doing the Mum Factor legit. Listen out for it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with...
Are we ready?
Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Yeah, she's the best mum I know.
It's time to tell us what your mum is famous for. In the Mum Factor. For Aqua Vitae in the 5-star complex.
Alrighty. Now, Bodge, Mother's Day this Sunday. If your mum is famous for something, 13, 12, 16, now is the time to call if you want to go in the draw to win the $100 the $100 voucher to Aqua Vitae Day Spa, and also go in the draw for this Friday's huge Pamper package draw as well.
All right, we're taking a random caller. Hello.
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 Who have we got?
It's Stacey from Port Macquarie.
Stacey from Port Macquarie. What's your mum famous for? What's she well known for? Tell us.
My mum makes these sweet potatoes that are amazing, and I finally found the recipe. It's probably partially, so she does sweet potatoes. In there is a tin of crushed pineapple, brown sugar, and then she puts on the top, like mash, and then on the top she'll put cornflakes covered in butter.
Oh, my God.
And then oven baked. It is the bomb.
Okay, you've just given out the recipe to the Mid-North Coast. Is Mum going to be angry?
Yeah, she's going to be filthy with you.
Look, honestly, she's a carer, as well, you know, she's a good mum like that.
I think Stacey knows the importance of this dish and knows that the Mid-North Coast needs to know about it.
It's a need-to-know basis.
You need it. And all these things shouldn't go together, but together they are amazing. And they just know, my kids know it as, can we have Nan's potatoes?
Oh, right. So she's known for her sweet potatoes. Look, you're going to go in the drawer, Stacey. Stay by the phone. Yeah, stay by the phone.
Thank you.
Closer to 9 o'clock, we'll be announcing Bodge. Yep. We'll take another caller now.
Okay, let's see who we got here.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Who we got there?
Hello, I'm Sam.
Sam, where are you calling from, Sam?
I'm from Warhope.
Sam from Warhope. What is your mum famous for?
My mum is the real deal Easter bunny.
What do you mean she's the real
deal? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
So every year, and I'm sure it's her, we find clues for everybody in my family. So my brother and his partner and cousins and their children, and we find clues. I have a funny feeling it's her that plays them around.
You mean that she assists the Easter Bunny, don't you, Sam?
Oh, I do, but I have this funny feeling because every time she's around, we wake up and there are monstrous amounts of clues and Easter eggs.
I got a feeling there she heavily assists.
She's like the executive
Easter Bunny,
assistant.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down. Hey, look, all right.
She sure is, and not just me, but everybody else in my family who has children gets these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gifts that will last forever, and their children and their children. So,
there you go, Sam. All right, well, we'll chuck you in the drawer as well, okay?
Thank you.
Too Sam. Easy. Let's take another call, Cass. We got one more on All the right. line. Hello, who we got there?
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah, where are you calling from?
Port Macquarie.
Sarah, what does your mum do that she's famous for?
Well, she seems to bring in different children that don't belong to us. My mum is always saying as soon as someone's at need, she tends to let them live with us.
Oh.
Right.
Well, you know what? That's actually a really lovely thing to do. And often, that one of my family friends is very much like that. And every time we go there, there is a new friend in town and they might stay for a short time or a little bit of time. But it sounds like your mum's a bit of a legend.
Well, you know what? We're all grown up and moved out and they've still got a five-bedroom house because people just keep coming and staying. Well,
they must be very hospitable.
All right, Sarah. We'll put you in the drawer for the $100 voucher that we're giving away today. And also, everyone that's called up and been on air, if they don't get it today, it doesn't matter. They're still in the draw for the big one at the end of the week.
Sure.
So Sarah, thank you for giving
thank
us a call.
Thank you so much. I would love to spoil my mum.
That's all good. And that's thanks to Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the five-star complex, Gordon Street, Port Macquarie. If you're looking for something for mum, looking for something that's going to last a while, you can get the vouchers that they've got there. They do not expire. Fantastic opportunity to treat mum.
Exactly right. And also, Bod, you know it's going to be good.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Cass and Bodge here on Hit for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Cass, Master Chef.
Oh, it's like Christmas, honestly. Every night I'm like, yes, new recipes, new drama. And watching them cook is, last night for me, I was on the edge of my seat out of control. I had to stop eating my own dinner because I was like, There was a huge timer last night and there was three ladies who were involved. We've got one of them on the line, Dee. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning, Cass. How are you?
We're going pretty well. Now, look, you were eliminated last night, but you didn't go down without a battle. Tell us what it was like in the moment.
It is really tough in the moment, to do the bombalaska. The ice cream didn't work out first time, but
yes.
At that point I was, really stressed out. And because it's just like a 40 or 50 steps to follow as well, because if you just miss one step and you're far behind, it's really hard to catch up with them.
Yeah, it's not easy at all. Dee, I think you did a fantastic job. And
thank you.
I think considering the show's very young in this season, I mean, to get the following that you have already, there was a lot of people very, very upset.
Backing you, yeah.
Very upset last
really
night, including us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, well, look, the bombalaska, I'm sorry, I wouldn't like to be cooking that on television with three hectic judges watching me.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been hugely challenging. You had to step away for a moment. Did you just need to gather yourself, or were you trying to decide the next step, or what did you do when you kind of went away?
So when I went away, Cass, I just thought to myself, because I've come this far, to be in top 24, it's a really big challenge as well.
Yeah.
As well as when I came to Australia in 2007 as a student, that's even tougher than being in MasterChef Kitchen. So I thought to myself, hey, this is not that hard. It's just a matter of grouping all your thoughts together and then pushing it through in that difficult time to get through the challenge.
And you know what? We've had some really great stories in the last 2 days, Cass. We've had two amazing women who've come to this country and they've gone through, I want to say more than you and I have, and I dare say more than most people. And you have, like I say, the show is very, very young in this season and you've caused such a stir already with fans. Yeah. You're already a fan favourite.
Yeah, 100%. We want to know, though, Dee, some questions about MasterChef because, I mean, Australia is really getting behind it. But we want to know, do the judges, and the guest judges and the chefs, do they help at all? Like, say, last night when you were having that, the moment, did you get any help from anybody?
So what they normally do is, when you're in a challenge, they will just come and check with you and they'll give you tips, there is other ways that you could do, if you're struggling or things like that, a pep talk and just to keep moving.
Yeah, well, that's good because, I mean, you see a little bit of that on screen, but I'm sure there is more that goes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in terms of the other contestants, I know you did become quite close with Tim. Was everyone quite nice, or was there a little bit of, I guess, battle of the bumalaskas?
Like a competitive vibe, yeah.
So, Cass, to be honest with you, it's really hard to explain to someone, outside, within the 24, you go and say, oh, look, I've made friends for life. But I think it really happens. Even though we're there for like a shorter time, we just love each other, and it's sort of like for me, like it's just a new experience. I was growing up in boarding school and everything, but coming from there and to a different environment, they're all like supportive of each other, and that's the part that I really love about MasterChef. It's sort of like a happy place when you're there.
Do you know what? That is a fantastic point. And for a little while, and I don't like to bring up the competition, but I've been sort of like, am I MasterChef or am I My Kitchen Rules? Yeah. I feel like My Kitchen Rules has gone down the bitchy path where everyone started to get snipey remarks at each other, whereas MasterChef, it's more about building people up. And you're right, it does come across as a big teamwork exercise where the people are cheering from the sidelines up the top there or whether that you're all in it together. And you're absolutely right. I think MasterChef trumps it by a lot.
Yeah.
Dee, was there a moment on the show where one of the judges said something to you or you made a little mistake that you were just like, oh, my God, I wish this wasn't happening to me right now. Stop it.
What do you mean? Sorry.
So did any of the judges kind of say anything about one of your dishes or whether it was on air or off air that you were just like, oh, my God, I wish I could take this back or that you absolutely are going to take with you forever?
I think the critiques or even the good feedback, I will take with me forever because I think it's sort of like a learning point for me. Even though when I got kicked out really early, Cass, I think I'll just take that opportunity because it's sort of like you're just putting yourself out there, but then like it's sort of they are like top chefs and they're giving you feedback. And I think it's nothing to be upset about because even though I was really emotional yesterday, but I think now I'm thinking like you take a step back and think about it and you go, oh, it's just, you know, for you to learn and grow, I think.
Hey, Dee, have you got an Instagram account I can follow?
Yes, certainly. So it's D_Williams_82 and the Facebook is Dee Williams. And I will be organising a YouTube channel as well and linking up to social media.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but your curries and your Sri Lankan food like had me salivating watching the TVD. And last night when I was watching, at the end there, it did say that you are actually going to be hopefully doing your dream because your dream was to open a cooking school. Are you going to do it?
I am going to do it, Kaz. So I'm going to start off with YouTube channel because if I would have won the competition, it would have been easier. So I'm going to go with the YouTube channel first and putting out the recipes and tips and techniques and product reviews and everything like that. And then I've got another plan where with all the Sri Lankan curry paste and the spices came out really well in the show. So I will have like a product range of those.
Oh, awesome. Because honestly, I think everyone in Australia wants to know that curry recipe. Is there one tip, one final tip, Dee, that you can give us for making the perfect Sri Lankan curry?
I think you need coconut chili and curry leaves.
Okay, coconut chili, curry leaves. That is actually the tip that I'm going to have to go buy some. I don't have coconut chili.
Oh, don't you? We'll go find some. Hey, right. Dee, I've just started following on Instagram. I expect to follow back.
Okay? Oh, Dee!
Hey, look, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and well done on everything you've achieved on the show and best of luck for what's to come, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot. Love you.
Thank you.
Oh, she's so nice.
I know. MasterChef is just...
It's on again tonight.
I stand by it. Better than My Kitchen Rules by a million miles.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.